Hello, everyone, and welcome to Still Small Voice. I'm your host, Sharon Hurst, and it is so wonderful to have you with us today. You know, we are entering the holiday season, and as I go out and minister, I don't hear the joy that I would expect to hear this time of the year. What I'm hearing is sadness, and it's about, you know, not being able to buy the things that they want to buy for the children, or thinking about the things that they don't have. But that is not what the season is all about. And I think we have gotten away from that. And when we're thinking about what we don't have, that brings a spirit of sadness and depression will come over your life. We have so much to be thankful and grateful for every day. What would happen if our Lord and Savior only gave us thanks just on Thanksgiving, or only blessed us just on Christmas? He blesses us every day, and we've gotten away from counting those blessings. So I want to share a word with you that the Lord gave me, and this is what he said to me. No matter what you're going through this day, let me hear you say, thank you, Jesus. In all things, stop and take time to give me thanks. Praise me while you're going through the struggles of this life. I never said that things were always going to be easy, but I told you that I'd always be with you. Praise me and trust that I have you in the palms of my hands and that I'm using your situation to bring forth pure gold. Have faith in me and trust that I'm working behind the scenes to give you the desires of your heart. With a heart of thanksgiving, let praises rise from your lips each and every day. Be patient, my child, and count it all joy when trials and tribulations come your way. And don't ever forget that I am in power and I have full control. Never forget that I knew your ending before you were born. Oh, give thanks, my child. Give thanks for everything that I allow you to go through, because it is working for your good. I know you don't feel like it is, but believe me when I say it's working for your good. Give thanks and praise my name, for I have delivered you through many storms, and I'm not through working in your life. Look around you this day and give thanks. Count your blessings and just say, thank you, Jesus. Those three simple words mean so much to me. Those words will send your enemy fleeing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that you would praise me this day, for I am good. Praise me, for there is hope. I am that hope. And you know, I've got a guest on the show today that's going to remind us that there is a hope. I had the pleasure to meet this wonderful gentleman when he ministered at Triumphant Church in Orlando. He is a gifted and anointed speaker. He is also an anointed singer. I've heard him sing, and he can bring you into the very presence of the Lord. His messages come with an insight from the Holy Spirit. And when he sings, the songs just flow like the angels are singing with him. He has the heart of a worshiper and a real gift to usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit. I want you to join with me as I welcome to the show, Dennis Wilson. Hi, Dennis.
Well, hello, Sharon. Thank you for having me on the program. I'm honored to be here, and thank you for all the kind words. I was listening to that. I was wondering who you were talking about.
I am talking about this wonderful man of God that has touched so many lives. I have just got to share with the audience the many things that you've done, and I may not touch on all of them, so you may have to help me out. You have ministered around the world just about with many notable personalities. I can't even begin to name them all, but I'm going to touch on a few. So, and if I leave out someone that you want to mention, please, Dennis, just jump right in there, because I want the show to be about the glory of the Lord, and we want to bless him on this program today. You have ministered with Dr. Charles Stanley, Mike Huckabee, Bill Gaither, Judy Jacobs, Michael J. Smith, singer Tony Orlando, Billy Ray Cyrus. You have just been all over. And now, I know I'm missing some great names, but one of my favorite is Chuck Norris, okay?
Chuck Norris, he's a wonderful man. He and his wife were absolutely wonderful.
He is truly an amazing man. And everybody does not know that Chuck Norris truly is a man after God's own heart. You have done some wonderful things. And when you were at Triumphant Church, you sang from, I know it's not your current CD, but the one that was out at the time was Castles in the Sand. If you don't mind, I would love for you to share with the audience how that title came about and what has been happening with this CD.
I would absolutely love that. And again, thank you for having me on. And it's just all of those things you've mentioned, it's just God allowing me to do those things. And I'm honored, and it's my privilege. A few years ago, right at the end of the conflict, well, actually it's not even ended, but during the active stages of the Gulf War and of course everything going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I started having an idea for a song, and as not to bore you all with it, but I started thinking, and my producer was working with Toby Keith at the time. I thought about writing a song for Toby, and I was thinking about having a trite song, Daddy's Fighting the Desert So You Can Live in Palm Springs Desert. You know, it's something fun, but all of a sudden, in about 3 minutes, it took a real serious turn, and I lived and breathed the song for about 5 days, Daddy's Fighting in the Desert So You Could Build Castles in the Sand. And I got this mental image of a daddy fighting so that his kids can go to the beach and have the freedom to enjoy. So I lived and breathed the song for about 5 days. I did a demo the sixth day. And by the seventh or eighth day, it found its way to Washington, D.C. and was played for a private meeting of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And to make a long story short, God gave the funds to record it. And I then got invited to tour Iraq and the Gulf and also the Navy. I did a thing with Mary Eisenhower on board the USS Eisenhower and the gunship and outdoor concert on the Vicksburg. And so I went with Tony Orlando and Three Miss Americas and the actor Stephen Baldwin and Gary Sinise from Forrest Gump. We did some things with him. So the song really, I remember showing the video and doing it in Kuwait. And the commander of Kuwait, I don't know if he wants me telling this or not, but the commander started weeping and had to leave. And he called me to his office and said, I don't want to see my men see me cry. But and the same thing with the captain of the Vicksburg. I did an outdoor concert, mm-hmm. and he began to weep. So it's a very special song. And even though it's not a quote-unquote gospel song, it tells of the courage and God-breathed anointing that's been on men and women to provide us the security and the right to,
yes.
to worship as we want, whether you believe or don't believe. And in fact, one thing that really bothers me is when I hear people gripe and complain about the very blood that somebody shed for them to gripe and complain. So I think it's an honor, and no matter, even though it's the thrust of everything I'm doing, I always want to honor every person that's either fought, served in any conflict. In fact, I had the honor of singing one of the songs for the album for a ceremony where a woman that was set free from the death camp. She was a Jewish woman.
Oh, my
and
Lord.
She decorated the soldier from World War II, and both of these have died since then, a couple of years ago. She decorated him. He was one of the ones that liberated her from the death camp, and now they were both in their 90s. So, you know, we have a precious heritage here in the United States. And
yes,
I know
we
this goes globally, and I do a lot of things outside the country, but I am proud to be an American, and God still has his hand on America. We're praying for revival here, but that's how I wrote the song.
It is just a beautiful song, and I am encouraging everyone to watch this video. It is on YouTube, and it is so emotional. Dennis, I know I've seen it at least 3 or 4 times, and it ministers to my spirit every time. I think about the soldiers over there fighting for us to have this freedom over here, and it bothers me. I did a show earlier this year, and it was concerning one of the generals that is in the military, and he did a prayer breakfast, and they were talks about him being court-martialed for him honoring the Lord at the prayer breakfast. But he's given honor and glory to the one that lifts him up every day. And this video, it honors those that are out there fighting. And the line that you have in there, and I just have to quote it, it says, Daddy is fighting in the desert so that she can build castles in the sand. And the video is moving, and it reflects the father in the military helping his daughter to understand that he's just not fighting for his country. He's fighting for her as well. It's beautiful, and it will touch everyone that listens to this song, and I just love it so. So if it's okay with you, we're gonna pause right now, and we're going to listen to Castles in the Sand by Dennis Wilson.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
What your country can do for you, and what you can do for them.
This honor that place would be unconstitutable for all.
Terrorist extremists say there can be no compromise.
Darling, I got your letter today. I'm so sorry you're feeling sad and that I'm so far away. And my heart broke when I saw what you wrote, wondering why Daddy went away. So that my little girl would know, I just had to write and say that Daddy's fighting in the desert so you can build castles in the sand and breathe the air of freedom. It's what my heart demands. And though I don't like war, I love you more. Try and understand. Daddy's fighting in the desert so you can build castles in the sand. I'm so far from perfect. I've made so many mistakes. But I know my family is one I did not make. And deep in my heart, if I do my part, I know you'll be proud of me. So that my children's children just might say it's a better place to be. 'Cause Daddy's fighting in the desert in the sand and breathe the air of freedom. It's what my heart demands. And though I don't like war, I love you more. So try and understand that Daddy's fighting in the desert so you can build castles in the sand. Kiss your mommy for me and tell little brother I'll be home to hold them soon. And every night when you lay your head on your pillow, remember I love you. And Daddy's fighting in the desert so you can build castles in the sand. It's what my heart demands. And though I don't like war, I love you more. Try and understand. Your daddy's fighting in the desert so you can build castles in the sand. And though daddy's fighting in the desert so you can build castles in the sand.
Okay, now I know that song had to minister to you as much as it ministered to me. I think about the words and I think about those that are still out there fighting every day. They don't have the privilege that we have to bow down and pray and give God thanks the way they want to because they're so busy fighting for us. And this song, it's just amazing. I am praying that everyone that heard that song would go to YouTube, and you can just type in Dennis Wilson and Castles in the Sand and watch that video. And I know it will urge you to listen to the rest of that entire CD.
And also, Sharon, they can view that on my, along with the order, and if they decide they'd like to have it, they can view it on my website, which is just www.denniswilson.net. The video is also on there, so... I appreciate you doing that because I would love them to see the video. George King produced that, who did some things for Yolanda Adams and Michael W. Smith. And thank you for that. It's a powerful video.
It truly is. It truly is. And Dennis, you're also a proud supporter of the Military Warrior Support Foundation. And you make yourself available to perform at concerts and fundraisers to help the wounded warriors. That is an awesome thing, Dennis. And we can't thank you enough for doing that.
Well, it's my honor. Thank you, Sharon. We owe them so much. And I pray that we'll even in the future step up to all of those servicemen who have come back trying to fit back into the regiment of our society, that we can even do more for them. You deserve it. If you're listening and you've been involved in any conflict for this government and for this nation and for the people, and as Sharon put it, even our children, we honor you, and
yes,
we want you
too.
To know that you're never far from our hearts, and
yes.
we're praying
thank you,
for you.
Jesus. Yes, we thank are. You. We're lifting them up every day, and you know, and our prayers are with you, and our thoughts are that all of you make it back home safely, and there are no words really to express our gratitude. And all we can say is we ask the Lord to just keep each and every one of you covered. And Dennis, you're also doing a tremendous thing. You're doing a Christmas tour, and it is called Forever the Season, Forever the Reason. I love that title because we need to give God the glory and honor all the time. Not just in the season, but we need to always remember that he is the reason forever.
That's right.
I want to pause and thank you right now. Dennis is in Grand Caymans, and I am so blessed that he took time out of his busy schedule to do this show with me, because I knew when I met him and heard him sing and minister, I had to have him on the show. So, Dennis, I can't thank you enough for taking time while you're in Grand Caymans to do this show with me today. I really appreciate that.
It's my honor. I'm glad to do it. I'm down here actually doing some Christmas things and also some evangelistic services where I speak and sing. And so I love coming here. And it's not all pleasure here, just in case you're thinking I'm in the Grand Cayman. I am working and working very hard, but I love it here.
I know you're working very hard because I follow you on Facebook, and I was trying to keep up with you, and I'm going, okay, now, Lord, when does he get time to rest?
I'm trying to do a little of that while I'm here. It's just, but that's all right. You know, I'll rest later.
Okay. Well, I love what you're doing, and I know that you're traveling around blessing people. So let's talk about this Christmas tour that you're doing, Forever the Season, Forever the Reason. I know you've been traveling all over. So if you don't mind, will you share the places that you've been to and how the Lord has been using you as his instrument to bring glory to his name?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, because I get to do a lot of events, as you mentioned. I get to do a lot of things with the unchurched. Some venues, you know, when they want to kind of make sure that you stay politically correct, and especially if it's outside yes. the church. But I will tell you plainly that with all the things that are going on in the world, I'm not here to be politically correct. I believe Amen. That everybody has a choice. I'll support that. I'll stand by you. Everybody does not have to believe, but I know in my heart that the reason that we celebrate Christmas, and also our precious Jewish friends have the Hanukkah season, but is not just because of all the hoopla. Jesus Christ came Amen. In this world,
yes.
and I'm not going to say Merry Xmas. I'm not going to worry about you being offended if you don't want to listen to me. I am excited and thankful Ooh. That one day Jesus came to this earth
yes.
to bring this earth hope.
Mm.
And Thank the you. Angels are still declaring that there is peace on earth, goodwill toward men. God saw us in our depravity. He saw our need. And Jesus loved us so much that he left mm. heaven to come Jesus. And take
come
on
now.
I'm about to preach. So
You go right ahead.
I'm telling you that's the whole thing. But so we have fun in these concerts. Actually, that's a new song that I'm writing, Forever the Season, Forever the Reason, for these shows. And we'll have a lot of fun with the crowd, a lot of fun with the kids. And I'm not afraid to sing Jingle Bells or White Christmas. But then, you know, there's even people that don't believe feel something special. But what they Amen. Don't know is that it's a supernatural, any time, whether you're saved or not, you start honoring anything that God has done, then the presence and peace of God starts filling the earth. And that's Amen. Why the enemy, you know, you can talk about all kind of things, but when you start talking about Jesus, two things happen. Mm. Number one, the devil gets mad.
Yes, he does.
But on the other hand, you start feeling the presence of God, because that's how God is manifested in the earth, is through his son. And yes. so we have a lot of fun, but that's why Christmas is such a special season. And if it, I know there's some people that get mad about the nativity scene. God bless you, but we're gonna keep talking about Jesus. He is the reason.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So we're doing these, one in Orlando, one in Ellington, Florida, Owensboro, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee. I'm doing a Christmas thing here at the end of the week in Grand Cayman. So it's an incredible. In fact, you can probably check out my Facebook, Dennis Wilson, or the website if they get it up in time, if you live in those areas. And I'm excited. I'm going to come back to your church there, Sharon, in just a couple of weeks.
Yes, I am so looking forward to that. And I know everyone's going to be blessed. Yes.
It's going to be a hectic. In fact, the day after I get back from Grand Cayman next week, I have a Friday night, Saturday, and three services on Sunday in Owensboro with these Christmas things. So, and then I come back to Florida, and also I forgot Tallahassee. I don't want Tallahassee, Florida. I'll be. So I'm excited about this. I'm excited about the reason. I love to have fun. I love to have fun with the kids and everybody there. And I got some special things. I'm not gonna give it away here because you go to church there. But I love Christmas. I wish it would last longer. I know there's a lot of things. In fact, can I share the lyrics of a new song that I wrote about Christmas?
Oh, and, please do. Go ahead.
Some of the verse says, I love to hear the children singing, the sing of sleigh bells ringing, all the sights and sounds of Christmas. And it talks about, the verse talks about that. But then the chorus says, but the reason that I sing is this. And then the chorus says, but if there were no Christ in Christmas, there'd be no star to light the way. There'd be no future in tomorrow. There'd be no hope for today. And all the children would be crying. The souls of men would be dying if there were no Christ in Christmas today. And then the tag is, let's keep Christ in Christmas always. So I just want to tell everybody listening that there is a hope for your life. And if you don't mind, and you told me to obey, I really prayed about this interview, and it was going out, and I know it before we end, we're going to play my new song, There Is a Hope. But the Lord gave me a really quick word I want to share with whoever's listening in prayer just a few minutes before I we started this taping this. And Sharon, he brought me to Psalms 105, where it's a quick synopsis of the children of Israel, or the Hebrews, being raised up in Egypt. And then how he orchestrated that was through the man Joseph. Everybody knows about Joseph. There's a really cool big presentation and Broadway production called The Coat of Many, the Joseph and His Technicolor Coat. It's a big, huge production, but everybody here knows about that. But in the struggles that Joseph had, here he was with a great destiny, with a calling on his life. God promised him and gave him dreams, and his brothers get jealous. They sell him into slavery. He ends up in Potiphar's house, then ends up in prison. And there's one thing I want to share with everybody listening, is that no matter what you're going through, if God's placed his hand on your life, no matter what you're facing today, it's not over.
Thank you, and
there
Jesus.
There was one verse that the Lord jumped out at me, and this is for somebody today listening. He said that, like I said, this whole chapter, Psalms 105, read it sometime. But he said, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. Everybody knows that he was betrayed. His brothers sold him into slavery because they were jealous. But God had a plan. And even though it looked like his life was ending, that his hope and his destiny was crushed, all of this was for a purpose. And he ended up in prison because he was faithful to God and refused to have an affair with his master's wife, Potiphar. But this is what I love this. And this is what I want to read to somebody here today. It said, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they put in fetters and chains, and he was put in iron. And the 19th verse of that chapter says, until the time that his word came.
Hallelujah. You can say that again.
And until the time that his word came, what happened was he was in prison. And his gift was interpreting dreams, and there was a butler and a baker there that he interpreted their dreams and then they told the Pharaoh. And I'm going to tell you, you may seem like you're in prison, but your word's about to come that's going to change
Hallelujah.
Your life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You're not forgotten. Your mom, your dad, your brother, your husband, your wife, you may be right now separated from your family. You may be separated from those that you love. I don't even know where you're at, but I'm telling you that God has sent a word to set you free, and he's about to turn it around for you.
Hallelujah.
And he's about to take you from the prison to your destiny.
Yes. And bless the Lord.
Don't stop trusting in him. I don't care if everybody else denies the name of Jesus. There is still hope and power in the name of Jesus. There is still healing in the name of Jesus. There is still provision in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
It may seem like it's outdated, but I'm telling you, when you begin to call that name, hell still trembles.
Yes.
Every sickness knows that
Hallelujah.
Name.
Yes,
so your
Lord.
Word's about to come, and you're only going to be in this place of bondage until your word comes. And I'm telling somebody today,
Hallelujah.
You are getting a rhema word from God that God is about to set you free and is about to turn your world around. Well, glory to God.
It's in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Some of you right now are receiving a healing. You don't even understand it, but there's a tingling in your body. There's a warmth starting from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. It is a warmth of the Holy Spirit. That name is setting you free. And the reason God's doing that is, number one, to show you that he still loves you, and number two, to show you that the name of Jesus is still real and that Jesus is still Lord. And in this in this place of desperation, there is still hope. Praise God.
I didn't mean to
preach it,
Hallelujah.
But I really felt this today.
Hallelujah. And that is what the Lord wanted you to say, Dennis. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I want to tell everybody out there, I just speak hope. Father, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak hope. I speak encouragement. I speak that situations are now turning around, that they looked hopeless, but Jesus is right now showing his power and his authority in that place right now to you. God is sending your word, and your life is about to turn around. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know they received that word. And Dennis, I'm going to say right now, you expect people to start calling you when they hear this show, because whatever they have been going through, the strongholds have been destroyed. They have been set free because God gave you a word for them today. He's letting them know there is a hope. There is a hope. And there is a hope is the name of the new song that came out. And Dennis is going to tell us a little bit about this song. And I want to remind you before I forget right now, I want you to come out to Triumphant Church in Orlando and listen to this awesome man of God on December the 12th at 7 o'clock as he ministers Forever the Season, Forever the Reason. Dennis, tell them a little bit about There Is a Hope, and then let's pray together, and then we're going to close out with the song,
Wonderful.
There Is a Hope by Dennis Wilson.
The Lord has shown me a few things about America, although I travel internationally, and in fact, I have two versions of this song, one for America, and then one for just everyone, and people have been hearing this song, even the unchurched, and become weeping. In fact, this is one of the first initial debuts of the song on your program, Sharon. And we haven't even released this yet. So the Lord began to speak to me. I had the privilege of opening up for a group called Mercy Me in Iowa last month. And, of course, they had the big hit, I Can Only Imagine. And I finished the song one day before the concert. And the whole song talks about the violence and the atrocities that we're seeing. But in the middle of all this, God is speaking to this generation that there is a hope, and it's not in a man, it's not in a government, it's not even in a church, it's not even in religion, it's in the God of heaven that sent his son, and your life, hallelujah.
There's hallelujah, Jesus.
Life. So this song, I believe, is going to speak to this generation. We had some really well-known people that worked on this. In fact, some of Pharrell's people from The Voice that had the big hit, I'm Happy. Some of the people worked on the song in Miami, and we're excited how God's going to use this. And I want to tell you in this final prayer that Sharon and I are going to do, you have a hope, and his name is Jesus. Yes. God loves you today. And let you and I join in prayer for them right now.
Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you this day, Father God, with a heart of thanksgiving, Lord Jesus. Yes. Father God, we're thanking you, Lord, that you touched us this morning, Father God, and you woke us up, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you took all of our sins, all our sickness, all of our problems, all of our burden, Father God, and you carried them with you to the cross, Lord, and you hung, bled, and died for us, Lord Jesus. Father God, we lift you up this day, Father God. We lift you up, Father God, for every day you make us aware that there is a hope, and that hope is in you, Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you this day. We praise you, Father God. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for the provisions. We thank you for life, health, and strength, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for you are more than worthy to be praised this day, Father God, in this season, Lord Jesus. You are the reason, Father God. You are the reason that we have any type of season, Father God. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To your name right now, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We bless you, Father God, for your protection.
Amen.
We bless you, Father God, for divine favor, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your healing, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing loved ones back home, for doors opening, Father God, that men said were impossible, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you this day, Father God. We give you honor, Lord Jesus. We say hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We bless
Amen.
You, Lord. And we say, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we're nothing
Amen.
Without you, Lord. We're nothing without you, Lord. With you, Lord, there is everything, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I say get ready. Get ready, because God's about to invade your world and to show himself strong on your behalf. Get ready to receive your miracle.
Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. And we thank you for being with us today. We thank you, and we pray that this broadcast has blessed you and draw you nearer to the Lord. We believe that when you finish listening to this broadcast, that everything in your life has been turned around, because you will come away knowing that there is a hope. There is a hope. And we thank you. And now we close out this show. Dennis, I thank you again for being with us today. Thank you for all you're doing for the kingdom of God. And may the Lord continue to supply your every need. May you want for nothing for the sacrifice that you are making to glorify his name. Thank you, Dennis. And now, There Is a Hope by Dennis Wilson.
Together hand in hand, he'll hear from heaven and call.